Happy fall, everybody. I'm super excited to be back. Besides fall being a time for, you know, new beginnings and harvest, it's also a time where, you know, the leaves die, it gets colder, sad comes around, you know, seasonal. Damn it, how am I quoting something? I don't even know what it means. But anyway, I think it's seasonal of something disorder, whatever. But it's that time where good and bad happens, but I don't like to look at the negative aspects of loss. I like to look at loss as good. So yeah, welcome back. I'm excited to be back, like, entirely. And today we're talking about a lot of bit of everything. We're talking about cancel culture. We're talking about Travis Scott and R. Kelly. We're talking about sensitivity and nonchalantness. I'm giving you a life update. I'm also talking about 2022 goals and any, you know, aspirations I have for the new year. I'm talking about the metaverse, aka Meta, the new introduction from Mark Zuckerberg and team. And, you know, last but not least, I'm going to be talking about what season 4 looks like, next steps, etc. And I also want to throw in a little bit more information about the summit I am planning to host, and definitely start discussing some dates. So how is everybody? Oh my gosh, I feel like I just ended this podcast like last week and I'm already back with season 4. So that's kind of fun. But what do I want to start with? Oh, life updates. It's nothing really going on in my life besides the fact that I can't keep a job. I think that's God telling me, y'all, it's time to just flourish and, you know, put a lot more dedication into my podcast and into what I want to be in life and what I want to do in life, which is, of course, my TV show, trying to be the first woman of late night television, you know, and just trying to use my talent and my skill set and, you know, put in the work and put it in the right outlet. And, you know, hopefully within the next 2 to 3 years, I'm on someone's network talking about it's tizzy time on, you know, a nationally syndicated network, fingers crossed, but manifesting it. So that's really a life update. What else? I mean, that's really it. I mean, besides me moving and relocating to a whole different part of America, life has been pretty good. I mean, you know, I've been having some, you know, negative connotations. I've been very, you know, stressed out. But I've just been trying to stay humble, stay down, been praying a lot, reading my Bible, just really trying to get more in tune with God, you know, and not just call him when I need him or call him when I'm going through it, but call him at all times, you know, just really furthering our relationship and not being afraid to pray and talk to him whenever. I had saw a post not too long ago that said, before you try to tell anyone else, excuse me, tell God first. And that's what I've been trying to do. I've just been trying to pray and, you know, not overreact so much because I am a serial overreactor. So just trying to be in a place where I'm not letting negativity knock me down or letting it affect my life. I realized not too long ago that I have been depressed very heavily ever since I've gotten my surgery. So like, it's just been, you know, getting back to me and trying to get back to being Chantel. It has been, you know, very difficult from, you know, almost dying to, you know, just being back on earth and being functional, like, you know, just trying to not forget that part of my life, but trying to assimilate into life with, you know, half a thyroid, or life after surgery, life after something traumatic happens. And, you know, just trying to get back to that girl, you know, that I was prior before surgery, you know. And I don't mean like look wise. I don't mean like attitude wise. I just mean more mental, like being mentally healthy wise, just, you know, being that person who speaks life into not only myself, but everyone around me. And, you know, just being positive Patty, because emails, because I don't really like being negative. So, you know, just trying to overcome. So that's a life update. I don't really have anything too amazing to talk about. I've been looking crazy for a couple couple months, but you know, one thing I do have an announcement for is though we are in season 4. Oh my god. So as I'm recording, 1 second, someone's calling me. Sorry y'all, I just got a call. But anyway, like I was saying, just you know, trying to push forward, not have to work for anybody ever. Try to work in for people, especially when you're passionate. When you're passionate about something, then you have to work for people, and you know, either their passion's not as you know, in it as yours is, or you know, they're just as passionate as you. It don't work. Like, I mean, it don't work. So my goal for 2022 to 2023 is not working for a goddamn soul but myself. A goddamn soul. And, you know, just doing what I have to do. I just got off the phone with Mizzy, too. And he was like, you know, one day you'll have 1 million subscribers. I'm like, damn, I barely got 20. I got to get to 1 million. Like, how am I going to do that? But, you know, all in due time, all in due time. Manifestation is real, y'all. But moving on, I wanted to talk about the Travis Scott situation. This past weekend, last weekend, Travis Scott held his annual Astroworld Festival in Houston, Texas, you know, where people can eat, get on some carnival rides, and, you know, enjoy a concert by some of the top artists of the year, whether it's Lil Baby, SZA, I think was there, Lil Baby was there, and of course, Travis Scott is the headliner. I believe he brought Drake out too. I'm really close to the mic. Let me back up. But basically what occurred was from the beginning, people were storming the gates, breaking into the concert. It looked like Houston PD was understaffed, and so were event organizers and security. So over 250 plus people broke in on the already overpacked, sold out venue. Secondly, they were saying there was rumors of people being pricked with, illegal substances, drugs, and, you know, were passing out and dying. But the main narrative going on right now is that people were being trampled and crushed and basically stomped and crushed, basically ran over at the concert because it was overpacked. And the main negative aspect of the Astroworld Fest was that Travis Scott continued to perform while people were dying. There were people, multiple people, and multiple sources saying that they were, you know, speaking to event organizers, speaking to cameraman, security, asking them to stop the concert, and Travis refused. And then there was a point in time where there were, you know, flashing lights, red and blue headlights of police or emergency vehicles, and Travis Scott looked directly at it and continued to perform. So right now, right now, Travis Scott is being sued by over 18 parties. I think he has 18 active lawsuits right now. And he basically rescinded his invitation to Day in Vegas Festival. And allegedly, he will no longer be on Keeping Up with the Kardashians on a certain episode where they record at Astroworld or whatever. And, you know, it's just very, very cloudy looking for Travis. Very, you know, just kind of looking down. But one thing I learned about society is that they don't have focus for too long. Something gets them mad for 5 minutes, and then it's something else that comes and gets them mad for 5 minutes. So me personally, I feel like Travis will be okay. Travis isn't canceled. Cancel culture is just a myth. It's really groupthink. I wish I would think for yourselves and have an opinion that, you know, didn't follow the masses, but that's the culture we're in. And, you know, that's the culture we kind of studied when I was in school, when, you know, social media became very prominent, not only for brands, but for how we communicate as a society as well. So not a shock that, you know, the communication theory groupthink is very heavily prevalent on social platforms, especially on Twitter, Instagram, to name a few. So not shocking. But like I said, I feel like Travis could bounce back from this. I mean, my last podcast, I was talking about the baby, and everybody's like, oh, he's canceled, we hate him. We just found out like less than 3 weeks ago the LGBT community forgave him, and he's been going to classes to learn and be knowledgeable on, you know, the LGBTQ community and HIV and etc. So, you know, as long as you apologize and, you know, kiss a couple toes and, you know, then kiss a big ass, you should be okay. And that kind of ties into cancel culture and climate. Because the same people, and I posted this on Snapchat because I was really feeling this yesterday, but I can discuss it again. I feel as though people were quick to cancel Travis Scott when there were so many other parties involved. I mean, event organizers, Live Nation, Apple Music, Houston PD, the city of Houston. There was like so many factors that could go in about who's at blame. But, you know, of course, when you're the figurehead, you always have to take the blame. But I just kind of got upset because it's like, less than 2 months ago, you guys were all separate the artist from the art, separate the art from the artist when it came to R. Kelly. But now all of a sudden we can't forgive Travis Scott because, you know, I guess people died. I guess in America or, you know, on social platforms, or maybe it could be what I'm, you know, paying my attention to. But I guess blogs and Twitter and, you know, socially listening, I basically hear people, you know, condoning pedophilia, condoning the rape of black and brown girls. But, you know, let's all stop and hold our breath when people who chose to go to concerts and chose to be concert goers and chose to interact passed away. And I'm not victim blaming at all. You know, definitely want to give a moment of silence for the people who are lost in Astroworld, which I'll do right now. But, I mean, we as a society and we as people have to take accountability too. It's still a pandemic. People are still dying from COVID. People are still unvaccinated. People are still vaccinated and still getting COVID. So why, like, me personally, common sense would say, you know what, let me avoid big venues for a little while, at least for the next 2 to 3 years. Let me, you know, avoid large crowds, especially crowds that Travis Scott appeal to, where they're mosh pits, they're raging, they're jumping into the crowd and crowd surfing. You know, just basically his fans have no regard for anyone but themselves. So how are we blaming the climate of who Travis Scott is? Like, this is something new. Again, not blaming anybody, not, you know, accounting it for why people died or giving that excuse. But there are multiple reasons here why things happen the way they happen. So my main flaw, though, is just getting upset and hearing that people feel that, you know, Travis is solely to blame when there are so many other factors to tie into what happened this past weekend. And again, rest in peace to all those lost, wishing those well who are in the process of healing or, you know, in the hospital healing. And, you know, shout outs to the families. Like, you know, I can only imagine what they're feeling right now. Literally only imagine, because, you know, but sending my, you know, my sympathies to them. Moving on, I want to discuss, you know, continuing on to, you know, cancel culture and climate. What does that mean for communication in our society? Well, let's ask Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg and, you know, some super smart engineers created something called Meta, which was introduced less than 2 weeks ago. And basically, Meta is going to be a platform where people can join this quote-unquote metaverse and basically interact as avatars or, you know, basically icons that look like them or, you know, some form of them or even ones they like to create and just basically exist amongst other icons and other avatars and amongst, you know, the world and just basically interact in like a big forum, a big chat room. So it kind of has me question on what that means for communication as a society, what that means for news and media in the future, and definitely what it means for us as people. Like, I mean, we were kind of, you know, hectic when we realized we had to date on social media, you know, like platforms like Tinder and Bumble and whatever other else is where you get a quick date in. And we were kind of skeptical on that. I mean, my parents all the time, like, why you guys don't go on dates like I used to or meet people and feel like, you know, the original way. And it makes me wonder, like, 10 years from now, will Tinder and Bumble and Match.com and all these platforms have been the old way? And now we're into a new form of, you know, interacting as people. So I'm kind of questionable about that. It's not my business, you know, Juicy Arms, but I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of iffy about that. Look, definitely more information to find out about that. So I'm just kind of skeptical, to be totally honest. I'm a kind of skeptical. So yeah. That's definitely something. Sorry, y'all. I got an email. And this is what I mean. Like, I'm tired of working for other people. If you're passionate about something, now I see why people say all the time, like, if you're an artist, like, don't be an artist. Because it's really like you have to diminish your craft to fit in the mold of society. And it's like, first, I shouldn't be paid enough for it. And now that it's, taken over the world by storm, very similar to like art, whether it's painting, drawing, etc., or photography or videography. 10 years ago, this was looked at as a skill, not even as a career. So it's like, please don't diminish my talent. And I feel like the workforce will really do that to you. So if you're creative, like myself, stay strong, y'all. Our time is coming. I mean, 10 years ago, they said social media would be nothing and that we wouldn't even need social media that much. They thought traditional media like the news and the radio would still be around. And then podcasts came around and said, kiss my ass. And so, pretty cool. Pretty cool. But yeah. Wow, I guess this won't be too long of a podcast because I don't really have to chat too much. This might be a quick little 30-minute, 20-minute podcast. But I do want to get into detail about my Black Empower Summit. So I am creating a summit that basically connects creatives in all aspects, whether you're in corporate America, whether you're in finance, business, art, communications, for example, our work with your hands, like handyman, construction, things like that. I just want to get a bunch of Black individuals together, which it will be virtual, and just connect. I'm going to have some speaking pieces, some speaking engagements where people who are, of course, older than us and have been in their field for a little while can sit and talk about their experience in the field and if they would do anything differently or what they would do the same, and just go from there. I also want to have a portion where, people can chat and interact on their own besides, sitting in on a speaker engagement. And what I think I'm going to do is for the first one, which I definitely want it to be annual each year. I think for the first one is going to be held during Black History Month this year. I think I'm going to have it on my dad's birthday, which is the 22nd of February. So 2/22/22. I think that date is pretty awesome. I think it's going to be virtual. Like I will possibly do like a little event where, we'll be doing the virtual event live from like a form of venue so people can, I guess have that, basically in tune. But yeah, I'm definitely thinking about that. Definitely thinking about having shirts made. Those who register for the event will get a shirt and a mask or a shirt and a pen and a notebook just to take their notes. And it's something I want to do annually. And hopefully it gets so big that I'm doing it in like, a conference room or a conference space in the future. But definitely something I want to build on. And if anybody wants to help, if anybody's an event organizer, if anybody, basically, works with social media, digital media marketing, I would love to collab and, further this event. And that'd be great. And long term, if you cook or know some chefs, I'd love to get them in tune as well to, cater the events for the future. So send your favorite chef in too. And then last but not least, my consultancy. Still doing consultancies. I'm consulting for free. I said I was going to do it for a week, but I'll probably do it for just the month of November. So if you have any business or any product or service or company that you want promoted, whether it's within the workplace or whether it's within your own personal life or it's a business you just like who you think you should recommend to me because you like my social media work, please forward those. I'm all big on consulting and aiding people, especially within a community. So forward them over. And yeah, I'm working in the process of getting my consultancy link up so people can book. But right now, if you DM me and you want like a website built, a content calendar, etc., forward that over to me. And I want to be very transparent about what consultation is. Consultation for me is just taking a look at your business, giving you a platform or basically a draft where I do something based on what you ask. And if you want to go forward, then I can forward it over to you and we could work. But if not, I'm not, let's be real people. I'm not doing anything for free. And if you're a business owner, you should know that nothing is free in this world. You wouldn't ask somebody to, get your product for free when give your product for free. So let's all respect a business aspect and, work together. Doesn't hurt. My prices aren't expensive. I'm not charging $30,000 for a website, you know. But if you go to insert name here who, you know, had created websites for Saweetie and Kelly Rowland or whoever, and you're expecting it to be cheap, like, you know, support your friends. Support your friends. Don't sit there and go get a service from somebody else when you know someone does it. That's kind of disrespectful. But that's just my mindset. Is there anything else I wrote that I have to talk about? I'm looking, guys. I'm looking. I wrote my Thanksgiving list. I think I'm staying home this year. I think I'm staying where I'm at this year and not going home. This is going to be the first year I'm not with my family for the holidays. But, you know, it's about that time, y'all. I'm 25. I need to start setting my own traditions with my partner and, you know, for our family in the future. And, you know, if people want to come to where I'm at, they can come. Like, it's not like I'm saying you can't come. It's just like, you know, I don't want to go to New York. And money's kind of tight. So, yeah. And I'm not driving 17, 18 plus hours to get home. So, yeah, no. But let me see what else. Oh, yeah. The main topic was setting yourself up for success. So I'll probably end it within the next 5 to 10 minutes, this podcast. Because, like I said, I don't want it to be too extra. But what I will be doing is basically going forward and, you know, saying a few mantras that help people through the time. And the first mantra is don't doubt yourself. Be patient. Your time is coming. Success isn't made overnight. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. Don't stress anything. And last but not least, do not trust your own understanding. Trust God. Because if you sit there and stress about everything or everywhere you're supposed to be, 9 times out of 10, you're just going to be stressing. So trust God. It's all in His divine plan. You don't have to worry about what's not working for you or why you're not where you're supposed to be, etc. It's coming. God is prepping you for it. So be prepared. Be prepared, you guys. And that's really my podcast. I'm so excited to be, you know, back for another season. Podcasting is something I really love doing. It's my passion. I wish it would just take off already so I could be making money for this, you know? But on a serious note, it's something I'm very passionate about. I love doing it. I love just speaking and, you know, enunciating myself and just, you know, giving my opinion on things. And I love doing it without being so, you know, tailored or being so doctored. I like doing it where I don't have to edit after, or where you hear a noise and I'm screaming at something, or I'm cutting it in the middle to, you know, be a person. We're humans, you guys, you know? So I'm excited for you guys to see what I have in store. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube because I will be posting it. I didn't want to get on camera this time because I look a hot ass mess. But next time I'll be on camera, I'll probably have some guests, which definitely this season is packed with guests. I'm super excited for that. And, you know, we'll just do a roundtable and discuss, and you'll get to see my facial expressions, my reactions, you know, just a fun time and maybe a few quips and jokes. But definitely will be up on YouTube this episode. Of course, it'll probably just have my logo bouncing back and forth through it and just, you know, speaking my mind and talking that shit. So I'm excited for you guys to tune in. I'm super excited to be on season 4. And, you know, I'll see you guys on, what's today? Wednesday. So I said twice a week. So Monday, it wound up, I asked for a poll on Instagram, and Monday and Friday are the days you prefer it. So I will be releasing this tomorrow, a day early from Friday. But next week, starting next week, which is the 15th, I will be releasing a podcast every Monday and Friday to start your week and to end your week, you guys. So I'm excited about that. And I'm also working on consistency. So that's good on my end and your end. You'll hear my voice more and I'll speak more. So definitely excited. Let me know what you think about this episode below. I'm like below, like I'm on Instagram. Yo, I'm losing it, guys. Let me know what you think about this podcast. Well, you know, either through DM, comment on my website, leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, or even DMing me. Let me know what you think, you know? So thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. I'm so happy to be back. Bye. I'm a superstar player, nigga. I don't need no pick and roller. Marriott style, I'ma put a V2 denims on. My birdie in a trap. How the fuck you think I got these balls? You know I got a Scottie Pippen in this marker.
bubble cold. Winter, baby, nigga, I threw a party in the fucking cold. I just pulled a 6 of wild card and then didn't phone. Got my bitch a business, still ain't even have to write her song. Hit a nigga with the drink and get the moving like he lays. I've been posted to Tim Duncan, pass it like I'm Tony Parker. Chopper got 7.62s, it'll flip a charger. Sometimes it ain't the plug, nigga, you gotta switch the charger. Fucking up the road in the Dodge, but it's not a charger. V8, had me sliding through your block, drop 30 shots. They thought I had 6 hands, the way I finger fuck the Glock. I told y'all niggas, man, this shit coming off the fucking dome. I walked in the stool and I took a shot of fucking Patron. Told the label I can't do no hooks, I got too much to say. Told her you gotta slow down, my perking kicking back. I just fucked a nigga bitch on accident, it wasn't malicious. Niggas talking about shit they don't got, they really fictitious. Brody tryna middleman my pack, he ain't get his pension. I be talking shit on these beats, I got a different tongue. I just smoked a zip of gum, but I got different lungs. Ain't no Mario, I'm by my green like Luigi. I got a steady hand, I'll split a nigga figgy. Fuck a pop, pass a walk pint, I'm about to drink it straight. 8500 for some shades on a nigga face. Fucking with them pills, bro, them shits had me going insane. Got me looking like Superman without no Lois Lane. Glock got a laser, when I operate, got heat vision. I'm tired of these little YouTube beats, man, I gotta meet energy. Damn, I kinda miss the pink 30s, used to give me energy. Niggas if they call me Clay too, cause I be bullin'. Psych, nigga, you made a wrong move, pistol to your noggin. Take that chain off your neck, nigga, I need all your belongings. Now I got a car on my wrist, boy, kept flaunting. Little quick story for y'all niggas, I know that door open. I don't know what to call this little mix, I just don't have frozen. Gotta take a little break from rapping, I went back to bowling. Shit so easy, man, I should be on the LA Chargers. Boy, you really ain't got no papers, what type of time you want? How the fuck my Brody chain bigger than your CEO? And how the fuck I'm moving both when I was just flipping hoes? I've been having issues for a minute, I feel like Steve-O.